Oh, good morning. Good morning. Holy cow. I guess it's already afternoon. It's so gray. I think we just maybe needed to sleep in a couple more hours. But you know, that is Sandpoint. Sandpoint is such a beautiful treasure. And this is just one of those days that you say, okay, but most of the time it's fabulous to live here. And the best thing about living in Sandpoint is the people are amazing. So welcome to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. And I'm very excited about the guest I'm going to introduce today because she just is a new friend, but sort of a fast friend. And I met her crazily. I'm going to give you a little backstory. I'm building house, and I have a mason. Her very talented husband, Chris Howerton, is a mason, and he was working on the job. And here's this really beautiful woman, very spirited, strong, and she's like moving all of this masonry around. And I'm like, wow, is this what you do? And she's like, well, no, we just moved back from Yakima, and we used to live here, and I helped, you know, we did the Idaho Club fireplace, and we've done a lot of great work around here. But I really love to sew, and I really love to style people, and I'm like, wow. And I'm a little bit thrown. And I'm like, okay, you're schlepping buckets of masonry stuff and you're strong, but sure, why don't you come over and, you know, sew a few things, bring your machine, and we'll just, yeah, I've got some hemming and things I could get done. And I'll tell you, that girl transformed my closet within probably 3 hours. Everything I'd bring out, she'd say, let's crop this, let's tuck that, let's open that neckline, let's suck this in, push that. And it was incredible. So from that moment on, I'm like, all right, we sort of hatched it together. She became this traveling tailor. So she's a new business in Sandpoint, and she is taking flight so quickly, but she will come into your home and transform your closet, your wardrobe, style you, help you feel confident in things you would never choose to wear. So on that great big rendition and welcome, Kristen, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, well, thank you so very much. It's totally an honor to get to be here today.
Do you miss the mason work? On a big rainy day like this?
I do miss the masonry work. I miss being sore, but now I just go and work out.
Okay, we'll see. And now you're doing that, but you're doing so much more. What even got you into being this seamstress? If anybody's been around Sandpoint for a long time, we used to have this amazing woman named Jumpy Miggs, and everybody knew her. She was the sew pro, and you are the new sew pro in this town, I tell you.
I fell in love with vintage clothes, and vintage clothes was made for a much smaller woman. And I had to discover how to make a size 4 into a 14 on a regular basis.
Okay, that's not easy.
And that's how I got into it.
So you just started, did you just train yourself or?
I went to the School of YouTube University.
That's remarkable.
Mm-hmm. And I just see patterns, and I just take a garment apart and I reconstruct it, and I take it out of the waist and I take it out of the length, and all of a sudden my size 4 is a 14 and I am wearing the vintage garment I wanted to wear.
So you've always been into fashion?
Yes.
And where did you grow up and start that? So it wasn't handed down from your parents or anything? This love of passion or of fashion and sewing?
I think that it's the feeling I get when I'm fashionable. I don't
say
think
more
it's
about
fashion
that.
Itself. Kind of like, you know, the movie when all the girls are walking in their high heels down that hard floor in the office building and they're CEOs and they're taking charge and taking names.
Oh, yeah.
That is how I feel when I am fashionable or when I'm wearing the vintage dress that just makes my heart flutter. That is why I love fashion, is that moment.
I think that's such a great point. It really does bring out the confidence. You know, I used to, when I was in the corporate America world, I would, you know, I'd put on my power suit, and it was undergarments and everything. It was, you know, it was just for me. And, you know, and one of the things I really want to compliment you on is also last year when she was working on our project for Christmas, she made all of these wonderful cookies and brought them over to us in kind of the most creative Santa's helper outfit. But it was so cool. And I walked in, I'm like, hi. And I hadn't met Kristen yet. And I didn't know she sewed at that time. And I didn't know that she loves to dress to the nines pretty much every day. Every time I see her, she's, you know, she's even styling jeans. But I thought that was great. You always seem to put your best self on.
It opens the door for me. I don't have a lot of social networks because I have moved around a lot, and it opens the door for me to get to communicate with people. It's an instant conversation starter.
That is true. Mm-hmm. That it absolutely would be. All right, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the fun garments you've transformed in not just my closet, but many people's closets. And, you know, again, I think the reason I wanted to bring Kristen on is not just to talk about this wonderful traveling tailor service that she is offering, but it's a little bit about how she makes you feel when she does interact and interface with you. She's got a real gift to help you really let your color out. And again, this is Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. And, you know, I talk a lot about turning your quirks into colors. And, you know, I think sometimes in our world, we think being quirky is shameful or weird or different. And I'm all about, you know, owning those quirks and turning those quirks into colors. And Kristen has done an amazing job doing that because she definitely is unique. And I think the more authentic we all tend to be as we not just age, but just in community, we hold that space for other people to live their most creative and colorful life. So we'll be right back. And you're listening to North Idaho Radio.
Protect the interior of your vehicle from snow and water this season with WeatherTech Custom Fit Floor Mats from Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai. WeatherTech floor mats are laser measured to perfectly fit your vehicle for the best possible protection. If they don't have the set you're looking for, the helpful staff at Squeaky's Truck and Auto can help order their perfect set. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai. Is your car ready? Don't forget your winter checklist. That small rock chip in your windshield can turn into a big crack in cold weather. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you to repair those chips before it's too late. Whether it's a quick fix or a full replacement, their expert team will get you back on the road safely. Stop by Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Whatever temperatures this winter brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is ready to help. If it's a quick fix or an entirely new heating system, your local Bryant dealer, Highmark Heating and Cooling, will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. We're committed to meeting your needs and your budget with a high level of skills and integrity. Call to schedule an appointment today. Go to HighmarkHeatingandCooling.com. Proudly serving Bonner County for over 20 years. Bryant, whatever it takes.
For nearly 100 years, Adams Tractor has helped the Northwest knock out to-do list one tough job at a time. As your local Kubota dealer in Spokane and Lewiston, we're proud to back Washington State Athletics with the same grit we bring to every yard, field, and job site. From mowing to digging to plowing, Kubota delivers, and so do we. Visit AdamsTractor.com. Adams Tractor, nearly a century strong, powered by Kubota, fueled by Krug Pride.
I'm Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Okay, if that music doesn't get you going on a day like today, then I don't know. Maybe Kristen and I will. We're talking with Kristen Howerton, who is the traveling tailor in Sandpoint, and she brings her magic to your home. And again, she is this amazingly colorful, kind of quirky gal. And, you know, we were talking during break, we were saying, you know, why, you know, we were talking about the quirks and how they, you have to like own them before they make you colorful. And you were saying how you were kind of one of the reasons you just started to get into being a little more different and wearing crazy fashions and things like that was because you were lonely. Do you want to speak to that?
I was. So I found myself in a new environment and all my kids were in school and I did not have a girlfriend day to day. And I really love old people. Old people and babies kind of like trick my trigger.
Yeah.
Man, I just can't get enough. I'm addicted. That smell, I mean.
Everything,
and,
yeah.
It got me involved with older people. So if you go to a Goodwill in a bigger city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
During
or
school
even here,
time hours.
We've got some great thrift stores.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, I can get lost forever. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's already been four. I gotta go.
Right? It's true.
And the sweetest, like, old men would come up to me and be like, your fedora just made my day. And it opened a door for me to talk to people and not feel strange or alone. And I just started making friends that way. And then I started doing service calls to people because they really enjoyed my company. And they'd be like, will you come over for a cup of tea? And things just kind of like grew from there and it kind of became who I was and that it was okay to dress and be so loud and different.
And the fedora, she wears them regularly. I even literally for the show today, I wore reindeer horns and I wouldn't normally wear that out on the street, but I wore them because I'm like, I'm hanging out with Kristen. And, you know, she does bring that colorful soul out in each of us. And as well as you get this amazing, like, assistance in your like wardrobe where sometimes it's just falling in on you. And I think that was my experience with you. I was like, I'd walk in, I'd be like, oh, I can't even, you know, what do you even wear? And you just wear the same four things every single day because they fit and they work. And it was just so fun to take you in the closet and just have you transform.
Did you know that your body changes once every 3 years?
How so?
Your shape, your natural shape, and
how you walk. I do know that after menopause, that is definitely the case.
That once every 3 years, your muscles have reshaped, and you need to change and look at how your clothes fit you.
That's just I'm not sure how any of you are, but I mean, you really the closet makeover that you get. And you know, I was resistant. I'm like, no, we can't get rid of that, even though I've had it, you know, for way too long probably. But it was, there was some weird comfort that a garment might have given me. And you're like, all right, keep it, fine. But can we shorten it? Can we cut the sleeves off? Can we open the neck? Whatever. I mean, those are the things that I think you just naturally see.
I do. I see how something fits something. And we all have that, like, outfit that we keep in the closet, but we don't ever wear. I love for people to put that outfit on and fall back in love with it. I don't care if it's too big, if it's too small. I can make that garment give you that same feeling as when you first bought it and didn't wear it because you were too scared or too nervous.
And I'm testament. She literally did do that. There was a dress that I bought and when I was traveling in Vietnam, and you know, in Vietnam, it was a special thing to have a dress made. And so I had a dress made and I went to Vietnam, I don't know, 7 years ago, and I had never worn that dress. And she's like, what would you want to wear to your son's wedding? And I pull out this beautiful kind of canary yellow dress that I just loved. And I said this, because I'd never worn it. And holy cow, nip, tuck, new zipper, different slit, buttons or something. I mean, and that dress felt so, I felt good in it. It was beautiful.
You got to really embrace the memory you had when you got that dress with a moment in life.
Yeah.
And it makes us feel whole and completed.
Oh, that's such a great point.
And I've had so many of those. Like my kids have shaped me to this really colorful, loud, boisterous, artistic, kind of a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I am not afraid to embarrass my kids and be super cheesy. And I love it, right? Talent shows and, you know, dressing up for school spirit days like my favorite thing in the world. And when you have a memory like that with clothes, it changes you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we look at all of this as it's, oh, you're just fashion. Oh, that's just like pretty girl stuff. I'm just a jeans and a t-shirt kind of a girl. It's not fashion. It's science.
And psychology. There really is a psychology to it, isn't there?
You can Google it. It is that scientifically proven about how when you feel good in the clothes that you're wearing, how it changes things biologically and kept like on a like a whole different level. You feel good, you look good, you do good.
Yeah, that's right. Why do you think people, what's the psychology or the around people having these closets full of clothes because shopping's so fun and you buy it and then half the time so much.
You think you look bad. You think you're too big. You think you're too big. Like, I'm a big girl. I'm not this little dainty little, you know, I mean, but you're scared. You're scared of what everyone thinks about you.
Yeah.
You're like, no, this actually makes me look big. No, I, you know what? I'm not really comfortable in this. Let it go. Let it go. Then let it go out of your closet because you're just clogging yourself.
Yeah, there's that one, I can't think of her name. There's a little, there was, if it doesn't make you, it doesn't spark joy, Marie somebody.
Oh, yes.
If it doesn't spark joy, get rid of it. And it's amazing. So again, I've done this whole closet transformation with Kristen and it's just, it's been fun. I mean, there's been times where I'm like, no, and been very resistant. But I will say, I'm more creative in what I'm choosing. I don't just wear the same things. And the other thing that I would always do is I'm like, no, you know, like those are Lululemon tights. I have to save those for like when I, you know, go to a good moment, you know, good class or good something. You know, it's the craziest thing we do in our heads.
We have attachments with our closet to them. I mean, I'm one to talk. You don't want to see my closet. Nope. But...
But you sure can help other people.
I sure can help
other
people.
That's like doctors.
I not only
have
a closet, I have a storage unit. It's, you know, but yeah. I love to help people be themselves and just shine and not be so worried about what they look like and be really confident. Like you walk taller, you smile more, and it changes you and your family.
And probably you're more engaging. So it also, yes, like there's this whole ripple effect that you're more engaging with the community around you, whether it's your kids or just walking down the street.
Right. Yes, you are. You're a lot more engaging when you feel good or you're dressed in something a little bit louder than what you typically would wear, especially around the holidays. You will go out of your way to nod your head at somebody or smile back when they run to go open the door for you or an older lady that's just walking.
Eye contact even, right? Even eye contact is lost these days.
It is. And yeah, what's most lost is that with seniors, because I help a lot with seniors. I love seniors.
Well, you've helped my parents, you know. I gave my number to my parents and, you know, my sweet 89-year-old dad. I mean, the buttons are really hard. It's too hard for the dexterity, and you've been able to add magnets, and you found, what was that purse snap you found?
Magnetic snaps, quick release is what I would call it.
Yeah, and you were, yes, able to put that on, you know, both pants and shirts so that he can, because there's no reason our parents, I mean, they put all of this time into making their life, their world, their kids, their family better, and then they get older and it's, you know, they can let that go so easy, but you don't let them.
You know, is there's a lot of when you lose your independence to get dressed or go to the bathroom and come back out to the world, it hurts you on the inside. So to give that back to somebody that thought that they couldn't do that, and then all of a sudden they're going to the opera house to go watch a play on a date because they know they can make it to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I do something most people don't. I come to them.
Yeah.
And I don't always sew with, you know, there with them. I go there and I figure out their needs. And then I help them with their needs. And older people have a lot going on. I have a lot going on. So we kind of mesh in this, you know, mm-hmm, movement together. But they never have to worry about coming in. Oh, I got to go get this picked up. Or It just comes to them, and I just come and I help and I fix the problem that they're having.
Absolutely. And I think that that, again, we're talking with Kristen Howerton, who is the traveling tailor in town, and you do, you, and you take the time with them and you book in days. We'll talk about this at the end of our show, like how she do it. She can do an hour. And one of the things that I think is real nice is you'll go initially and kind of do a consult and say, okay, what are some of the things, what are some of the ideas, what are some of the things that annoy you, and, or that you, this is a garment that I love, but I think those days are gone. Great. Maybe you'll make a scarf out of it or something. You, you'll find a different way to wear that something that
all
was comfortable.
All about the upcycle.
Upcycling. That's a great word for it. Yeah. All right. We're going to take our second break. When we come back, we'll talk about maybe different ways that Kristen could help you if there's ways in your closet that you might want to go through, and also get your home. She styles the home. She's always got great ideas. I know when she's come to my house, she always has these she always brings a little bag. She's like, okay, well, I found these three things and I've thought of you. It looks just about your shape. And she'd bring this magic in, and sometimes, and I'm wearing something that I wouldn't normally have picked out for myself. So I think it is nice that you push people out of their comfort zone. And we can talk about that a little bit when we get back as well. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy and North Idaho Radio. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
The savings continue with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Pick one up in store today. Idahoan instant potatoes are 5 for $5. Seattle's best ground coffee is just $5.99. Bi-Mart's ultra-strength dishwashing liquid is $6.99. Plus, save in the bonus zone. Sterilite 64-quart latching boxes are just $6.99. Duraflame 6-count fire logs are $14.99. Save more now on everyday essentials, Christmas treats, and gifts through December 15th, only at Bi-Mart.
It's the biggest Milwaukee event of the year at North 40 Outfitters. Save up to $1,700 on select kits. Plus, get a free Milwaukee battery with select M18 or M12 Behr tools. Get up to $150 off Milwaukee Packout in store or online for more exclusive deals. 25% off all denim jeans, $250 select rifles, and $500 off select gun safes. 20% off all baits, lures, and terminal tackle when you purchase a sweet bucket. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
Join us and ring in the holiday season. Unwrap the winnings at the Kootenai Casino in Bonners Ferry. Santa's got you on his list for 12 days of giveaways and a New Year's Eve countdown to cash. Warm up with our special December room rates, starting as low as $59 in the Kootenai Falls Lodge, or upgrade to the Riverview Room for only $89 midweek. And we'll include two free breakfast vouchers with your stay. While you're here, dine in the Springs Restaurant. Our delicious December specials include soup and salad for lunch at only $9 and 12 flavors of Christmas dinner entrees for $12 Sunday through Thursday. Get cozy and unwind at the Kootenai Spa. This month's specials are incredible. A Kootenai signature facial with a scalp ritual for just $89 and a 50-minute warm river rock or bamboo massage with a foot ritual for only $99. It's time for Holly Jolly Jackpots. Come stay and play at the Kootenai Casino. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY for details or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
For every night out, there's a sober ride home. And for every sober ride, you know who to call? The designated driver. Whether it's a ride share, the bus, or that super nice friend who's always got your back, sober drivers get us home safe. So treat your DD to an NA drink, and let's raise a glass to the unsung heroes. Cheers to the DD.
Hi, I'm Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer. In these uncertain times, with rising geopolitical tensions and skyrocketing inflation, protecting your financial future is crucial. That's why I trust Advantage Gold for all my precious metal investments. They're the only company I buy from, period. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. See exactly how gold can safeguard your wealth. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
News Talk 97.1.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the rain, hopefully you've got your you're listening to the rest of this radio show. We've got just another short break, and then we can tell you how to get in touch with Kristen. It was funny. We were just talking a minute ago. I was like, well, do you have a favorite thrift store? Because thrifting has really become a big thing. And, you know, even though oftentimes we can buy something full price at a store, it's so fun when you find that good find. Again, speaking to the psychology of, you know, deals and that great find. And I was talking to her, and she's like, maybe I don't want to tell him where my favorite one is. And I'm like, that's very fair, because she finds some great treasures all around. But, of course, Bazaar Bazaar is a great one. And I personally always find something fun at the animal thrift store. So I always like that one when I'm going. And, of course, the Bazaar Bazaar. So she has some great ones. But then we were also talking, not only is Kristen, so her business is morphing. She started this about 8 months ago, 6 to 8 months ago. She's been sewing for people forever, but she's gotten to Sandpoint and really started the traveling tailor, actual business where she goes into your home and does this transformation of your closet and home. But she also, one of the things that I have found very helpful is every time I knew Kristen was coming over, I would put together, I'd kind of force myself to take one sweep through the house and fill a Trader Joe's size paper bag full of stuff that I haven't touched, I don't need, whatever. And I give her that, and she transforms that into crazy great crafts. Or you paint, you took one of my scarves and you painted this mural, this amazing tie-dye
tapestry.
There's the word. I'm like, it was a scarf, and now it's this. It's beautiful what you created.
It is a really cool piece of art,
and it was just literally just a scarf that kind of one of those sarongs that I was like, oh, I don't wear it enough,
right? But it was black and white, and dye sticks to white cotton very well, especially when you treat it. And I was like, I could just see this with like bright purple and bright yellow, and this could be my girlfriend's like new little living room, like her Zen spot. And
it just became wall art for someone.
It was a giant dream catcher with feathers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, not that I just, yeah. And it was, so I fill these bags, and no doubt you transform her. Or I remember I was getting rid of a vest. I'm like, I'm not going to wear that vest. And she brought it back to me the next time she came. She says, well, I could just tell you love this vest. And she transformed, I don't even know what you did to it, but you like,
it looked like it was underneath a bridge, Lindy.
Well, I wore it all the time. It was my hiking vest. It was like
loved it. But it was a great brand.
Yeah.
It was a great brand.
But how did you even get it to come back to life?
You know what? It was a scary adventure with a barbecue brush that you don't want to know about.
Oh, barbecue brush. See, who knows these things?
But know these things. But you actually just have to have to do with baby hair shampoo, a barbecue brush, and a little bit of patience and a really good pair of scissors.
Oh my gosh,
and
yeah.
It looked new.
If you have a, and I also had another long sweater that I'd gotten as a gift, and it was cashmere. And I just was like, oh, I don't want to get rid of it, but it has a hole and it's so pilled. And I was like, yeah, no. And she brought it back, and it just was like when I first got it, and it was so fun to put on again. And then when I was able to put that one back on, I was able to like let go of some of those other maybe funkier ones that I maybe didn't. I kept, but they were so secondary.
It's because those were of funner quality because you hadn't worn them so much, right?
Right.
They weren't your go-to faves. And you're like, yeah, I just need to get rid of this. And I could tell by how you were going through them that you actually weren't ready to let those items go. And there's nothing better than to make something old new again.
Yeah.
And I have a magic of making old fabric new again.
It is true. Speaking like when we first started the show, she's always loved vintage clothing and transforming that from a size 4 to fit yourself or anyone else.
Right. Right. It is some crazy hacks out there, but we actually litter this planet with fabrics. Yeah. High fashion is killing our oceans. And I love to make my clothes or anything that anybody really enjoys go the farthest it can, like living its best life, that item, right? So
you need less stuff out there if you have a couple of good ones.
Right. Sometimes you just need that sweater that you love so much that you have been wearing for 15 years. It just needs to be cleaned up. It needs to be shaved. It needs all the excess pill taken off of it. Like, there's things you can do to revive that $400 sweater. I mean, people like wear that, and then they look like they were underneath a bridge. Sweaters are awful at this.
I think that's one of the things that I really love about you too, Kristen, is that, you know, you don't waste. I mean, there is this disposable mindset in our world, and you really repurpose things so well.
No, but I'll let you know that that's dated and not flattering, and it's time to let it go.
Oh, she does do that. I will say, when you're playing in the closet, she will say, that's not your best look, or that hit you at the wrong spot, and it's got to go.
Right. Sometimes it's just not quite old enough to be old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
And, you know, I don't ever just typically like throw things out in the garbage. You know, I love Goodwill, but I tend to just give bags of clothes away. I list them up. And when somebody's offloading a bunch of stuff, I love nothing more than to find people or causes to donate it to.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of need. We have a lot of really great groups in town that help, you know, women starting out, or the homeless transition center is such a great place for clothes. So yeah, any of that. And that's the other thing is if you're out there, you're kind of like, oh, you know, maybe in January, it's a good time to kind of decant the closet and for me, it's not just, you know, clothing. I mean, I'm like, can you do the same thing with, you know, this other closet where I just have like either put excess gifts or things I was going to give, or they were on sale, so I had to buy them. It was the year end and they were having a closeout and I bought it and I just stack
what?
It in there.
150 empty CD cases? What?
Yeah, right. Okay, fine. I used to do CDs. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Right. But we all have that.
But this is, it's a great way to kind of have somebody, because for me, the project is daunting. My closet was daunting. It's refreshing to walk in there. You know, things are folded. I have less for sure, but it just feels good.
It does. It feels good to be able to see less clutter. So when you see less clutter, your mind actually flows more freely.
That is
also another science, not fashion.
No, it is. It is for sure science, because I know just with my own experience, when I start seeing the house being all cluttered up, I'm more tired. I eat poorly because I'm just like I kind of start going into that overwhelm. I like where I can't really move the needle forward.
You know, most of us have attachments to all of these items. We're attached to where they go after they leave us.
Isn't that weird?
It's not weird.
Okay.
It's actually like science yet again. So when you have comfort in knowing that that item is not going to a landfill, or it's going to go help somebody else, or you don't know where it's going to become, but you know that, you know what I mean? You have attachments on where that goes and who it goes to, because you earned that item. You
worked
brought
hard
that
for
in.
It,
you
worked spent
hard,
the money on it.
Spent the money or whatever it is mm-hmm. that it is, and you collected. That represents your labors or your family's labors.
That's such a great point.
Why we get attached to the clutter in our homes. And we're like, well, what if we don't have something else that reminds us of grandma or, you know, the dog or whatever it is? And so I help people find how to let it go.
Well, and you're a big part of that matrix, because for me, I've noticed, because I was probably one of those people that was like, yeah, I was attached. But now I know when I put stuff in a box, and even if it's great, like I just redid my bathroom and I had this really great magazine rack that I never put magazines in by my tub. I'm like, I'm just not going to use it. And I repainted. But I remember spending the money on it. And I gave it to, I put all this stuff in a box, gave it to Kristen. I know she'll find some great way to use it, whether it's for her family or all of the friends you help along the way.
It's a shoe organizer by my front door.
Yeah. See, exactly. She has this. Yeah. So I think that did help me let go of some stuff more, because I do know that it's not just going to go into a landfill, and it's not going to just go and be sold. It's for somebody to do something with.
Right. I love working in small groups and communities that way.
Yeah, you're really a gift in our community, for sure. You and your whole family, you know, Chris is, again, her husband, the Mason, that's where we met, is so gifted with rocks. He's just very, very talented. She's got great kids. They're all super helpful. When I need some transformation in the home, I'll just call her and say, bring your team, and they'll help, you know, move a sofa around or that
well,
kind of thing.
Well, not everybody can have a hubby that's as handy as mine.
He's very handy.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to share that aspect of my family. We are mighty handy.
Yeah, it's a handy family. Handy family to know. So we started out just, you know, with this concept of her being a traveling tailor, which is literally just what she falls under. But she is a great resource. And the other thing I thought, too, for elderly, if you have parents that are aging, it's a great Christmas gift to say, hey, I'm going to gift you a couple of hours of Kristen's time. And whether you might be organizing their pantry and getting rid of expired food or taking that food and gifting it. If they have too many, you know, turkey gravies left over from Thanksgiving, you'll gift it to somebody else.
Well, the biggest thing is actually first I'd become their friend because nobody of any age really likes anybody to come into their home and be telling them what to do or this, that, and the other, trying to like suggest really big changes. And I get to know them.
But I think you're respectful too of their, you don't come in like a blowtorch.
No. I like to listen. Mm-hmm. Because every person older than me makes my life easier because they teach me something I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And now I don't have to go learn it the hard way.
That's very fair. That's fair. The other thing, you in your repertoire of things, you do a lot of amazing crafting with them. Either the things you find at these thrift stores or from people, but like this, the pine cones, how you're turning those into these amazing holiday decorations. Say a little bit about that.
So I like to turn nothing into something, and I started these pine cones that fall all over my house. They're beautiful, and I discovered on how to make them into beautiful flowers.
Again, on your YouTube? Or did you just play?
I just played. Yeah. And there was a little bit of YouTube.
Right,
when I started turning them into animals, there was a little bit of YouTube.
Yeah. Right. Oh, get this. I was getting rid of some of these bamboo plates because I'm like, gosh, they're great. And I had them for a party, but they were, you know, I'm not going to use them at home. And I was finished with them, gave them to her. And then the other day, she showed me that she'd made them into... I can't
squirrels
do it
justice. Squirrels and owls. If you soak them, they become pliable and you can cut them and shape them. And I turned them into characters in my pinecone arrangements.
They're incredible. When she told me this, I'm like, I really don't get it. But then when she showed me, because the bamboo had the texture.
It's so wood.
It was wood. It mm-hmm. was beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right. This is how fun it is when you have a great guest. The hour goes by so quickly. So we have one more break and we will come back and we will talk about how you can be involved and get Kristen involved in your life. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out, Life with Lindy.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonners Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonners Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonners Ferry.
Kiniksu Community Health is here for you. We welcome all patients, including those with Medicare and Medicaid, and offer compassionate support in family medicine, pediatrics, dental, behavioral health, and pharmacy services. From checkups to chronic conditions, we're ready to walk with you every step of the way. Kiniksu Community Health, your home for healthcare in North Idaho. Visit kchni.org or call us today.
If you're staying closer to home this holiday season, get your shopping done at Pro-X Home Center. They have a large variety of great gifts for both him and her, from quality appliances, both big and small, in their home decor center, to a full range of competitively priced name brand power tools and accessories from Makita, Diablo, and Milwaukee in the main store. Don't miss everything Pro-X has to offer you and your loved ones this holiday. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
How did you sleep last night? I'm Jody for Sandpoint Furniture. We know that shopping for a mattress can be confusing and sometimes stressful. Here at Sandpoint Furniture, we will take time to fit you with the perfect sleep system. Whether it's for the master bedroom, a guest room, or maybe something for the kiddos, we carry 30 different models to choose from, and most are in stock at our location in Ponderay. Our showroom is designed for you to try all of our mattresses in a comfortable, no-pressure environment. Sandpoint Furniture, your local sleep expert since 1945.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
News Talk 97.1.
All right, we are down to 10 minutes with this wonderful light keeper. I'll tell you, we were just talking during break, you know, about how to be involved. And again, I'd given her as a gift to my parents for just a consult and to kind of get things done. And my sweet little mama, 84 years old, she has these shoes that they're trashed. I'm like, Mom, you know, you own a mountain, for goodness sakes. Let's get you some new shoes. And the reason she wouldn't is because they're afraid of falling. So Kristen took these shoes and made them so special. And she did have another new pair. And Kristen took them home. And she was just telling me, I'm like, how did you stretch Mom's shoes out? Because she's wearing them now. And they're comfortable. And she's safe in them. And she's walking comfortably. And she used water, bags of water, to stretch them out. I mean, this woman is just so creatively, you're just a genius. It's wild how your brain works to, like, solve a problem.
You know, I am an outside-of-the-box thinker. If you sit me down and you ask me to write you an essay, I'm going to look at you for a long time. But if you have some crazy creative thing you need solved, I think outside of the box. And your mom didn't, she said she was losing stability in the shoes that she liked because they were falling apart. And she was nervous about the other ones because they were too tight.
Right.
And she didn't feel stable in them.
Right.
So I just asked her to show me where on the shoe, like, it didn't fit right. And then, yeah, you take bags of water and wedge it inside of a shoe and stick the whole shoe in the freezer and let it freeze, like, overnight. And it just slowly expands the shoe and stretches the leather and the stitching at a rate where it doesn't break it.
Mm. Yeah, fantastic.
And you just do that repeatedly until I got the shoes to fit her the right way.
And I think, you know, just circling back to the elders, I mean, you have such a gift with them and whatever. That was just because there's more to the conversation with them. There's a lot of aging, you know, you lose use of mobility or, you know, incontinence or whatever it is. And there's such an important, you know, conversation that needs to be had. And that's one of the things as we move into talking more about how to work with Kristen or give the gift of Kristen really for Christmas to someone would be probably some of the best money you could spend. Because it would be lasting. Plus you'd get this sort of companion, but, you're really able to kind of come in and just assess a situation. You don't have to just set up your sewing machine. This traveling tailor concept is she will take the garment, she'll come in, sit, visit, have a cup of tea, learn about what their concerns are, what they need done, and then she'll take it away and bring it back. And I think that that's also a great service. So there's these packages that you've kind of started to develop. And
so I learned that most people just don't have time to add one more errand.
Right.
And because I'm not running a shop that's downtown and needing to be there, and I have people walking in or like, how much just for this pair of pants? I am able to go do stuff at my own time and manage my family because I still have little ones in grade school.
Yes. Yes, that is. let's not forget that.
Okay. Hi. Yeah. I am still, you know, God blessed me one more round 8 years later.
Hey, having full tilt birthday parties.
Right?
Santa's still coming.
Santa's still coming this year. Yes, they are. Our stockings are hung. Christmas lights in the rain.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
School spirit days. But I, you know, with older people, I go there and I get to know them first, and I got to see what's going on. And I like to help whatever environment I'm in. And some clients like me to come there and like set up, and we do a thing, and they're like, I have these 5 pairs of pants from this child. I need them all hemmed. I need these dresses done up. And a lot of my clients right now are actually snowbirds, and they're gone, that I've made over the summer, and they come back in April.
Well, then this is a fantastic time to grab Kristen and have her come to the house, whether you clean a closet, you clean a pantry, you organize, I was even thinking you can go through closets with them, have them sit there and have them, say what they love about their things.
I have walked around patiently opening every single closet inside of some people's houses because they're in a walker and they need somebody to be patient with them, mm-hmm. to actually hear what their needs are, mm-hmm. and what would make their life better.
Yeah.
And it's some of the most simplest of things. And we overlook our older people in our lives all the time.
Such a big, you're so true.
It's so sad. Demanding. And, I love to step in there. I love to go and visit old folks' homes and bring like 50 bouquets with my kids and just go give a bouquet of flowers to every single person there.
Yeah, you're just a very much a generous human, a generous soul.
We make each other happy that way.
But just not old people. If there's something you're working in town, building a business, whatever it is, and you need an overhaul of any sort in the house or closet or garage, this is a great way to just get a couple hours of time. And what is the easiest way for people to reach you right now?
It would be through calling my cell phone. You can text me, you can call me, you can email me. I'm on Facebook. You can message me. I have I sell stuff on Facebook all the time.
I will put that on my, I will put this on my attachment on the Let Your Color Out Instagram site. But why don't you go ahead and tell people what your Facebook is?
My Facebook is Kristen Howerton at facebook.com.
KRISTEN?
Yes.
Okay.
You can get a hold of my email at howerton29@gmail.com. I bet you can't guess how old I was when I made my email.
29. Hey, you won't forget it. So Kristen Howerton. Is it Kristen Howerton?
Yeah.
29. Oh my gosh, @gmail.com. Well, that's easy. That's going to be your easiest way. Or of course you can reach her on her cell phone, 208-290-3130. 31 30. Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
So 3130, 3130, 290. So if you are struggling thinking, what's that special something I can do for my parents, or check out some of her crafts. You can look at her Facebook or just shoot her an email and say, those little squirrel bouquets sounded kind of fun. Can you make me a few and I'll add them to my Christmas wreaths or whatever.
There's have a special event. You want a nice dress for it? Just let me know.
That is, I think that's where we started really bonding, because I had 2 weddings within 3 days. Both my boys decided to just marry, and Kristen came and helped me transform that wardrobe. So I am forever grateful for meeting this great, wonderful light being, and I hope all of you take the chance to get to know Kristen Howerton, and just thank you for all you do in our community, and welcome to Sandpoint as
thank
a native.
Thank you for having me here
people
today.
People like you, I'm very, very grateful that you have taken time to make a difference in our community, and this is the season for that. So I wish everybody a wonderful, very Merry Christmas, and
Don't forget to smile.
Yeah, don't forget to smile, and if you do have elders out there, be a little extra special. Give them a little extra time. I did that last night. I just, I was supposed to go off to yoga, and I'm like, nope, I'm just going to make mom and dad dinner. And it felt so good, and they were so appreciative. A little goes a very, very long way. Mm-hmm. All right, Kristen, have a wonderful day. Again, Kristen Howerton was my guest today. Thank you all for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out, Life with Lindy.